Bet you didn't think I could keep up with you, did you, buddy? You really have to pay attention. I told you last time that I have a year or two before I turn into one of those mindless, shuffling old zombies. My body's barely decomposed yet, and not to brag, but I was in pretty good shape when I was alive. It carries over, you know. Now, I'll grant you that you're faster, but I'm gonna catch up to you eventually. You can't beat a zombie in a test of endurance, pal. I gotta say, it's pretty crazy that we ran into each other, though. I was just thinking about paying you another visit at your home base. How are repairs coming, by the way? That big hole in the wall still there? Listen, I'm not gonna apologize for it. First of all, Marty was the one who made that hole, not me. And we were just trying to help you out anyway. I keep telling you, life's way better as a zombie. Yeah, that's not gonna work again, friendo. If you had any more ammo for that shotgun, he would have used it when you almost got cornered by my buddies just a minute ago. Now, you're fresh out. I'm not gonna let you scare me away this time. Listen, I know this city like the back of my hand. It's a great hunting ground. Humans come here all the time to scavenge. I know for a fact that you're running out of options. At this point, it's just a matter of choosing which dead end you're gonna end up in. So, why don't we stop all this pointless running and talk like reasonable adults? There, see? Dead end. Just like I said. Now, let's just... Oof. Wow. Okay. That was some major phantom pain right there. Nothing actually hurts when you're undead, but sometimes you think things hurt for a little bit. Taking a big old metal spike to the chest like this, though? Sheesh. For a second, I forgot I was a zombie. I really thought I was gonna die. Did you set this trap up yourself? Ugh, you really got me, buddy. I'll admit, I'm impressed. Was this meant to kill me, though? Because I think you misjudged my height by quite a bit. I'm a bit of a beanpole. Nothing but a headshot's gonna do the job. Well, you gave it your best shot. I'll just... Huh. You know, I think I'm stuck. This spike is stuck in me pretty good. Hang on. Yeah, nope. Definitely stuck. Well, this is embarrassing. You're not just gonna leave me here, are you? Because if I have to tell the fellas about this, I'll never live it down. Oh, okay. You've got a knife. Let's think about this for a second, yeah? Do you really want to get too close to me with that? I bet I can bite you before you can kill me with it. You have to destroy my brain, remember? That knife has to go right in my eye socket. It's way too small a target. If you don't get it right the first time, you'll be close enough for me to grab. So let's all just take it easy. Besides, think of it this way. Maybe you see me as just a monster, but I'm a thinking being, right? We're having a conversation. And as a thinking being, I don't want to die. You can talk all you want about ending my misery, but I'm not miserable. Killing me wouldn't be any different than killing a human being. You wouldn't do that, would you? Whoa. Hey, close one. All right, you're not one for ethical debate. Hey, that's fine. Not everyone can be a philosopher. I get that. Let's just focus back on the fact that attacking me would be really risky for you. You care more about survival more than anything. Right? Tell you what, I won't even ask you to get me out of this trap. I'll figure it out myself. Let's just agree to go our separate ways. Yeah? Nice and easy. You win. Sure. I know where you live, but that doesn't have to be a bad thing, right? Let's not think about this in terms of whether I'm a threat to you. Let's think about it like... See, I told you that wouldn't be smart. You missed my eye, and now I've got you by the arm. Honestly, you only have yourself to blame for what happens next. Oh. I warned you. Well, guess that's it for you, buddy. One bite from a zombie is all it takes. You've only got a few minutes until you black out. When you wake up, you'll be just like me. Whoa, hey. Don't do anything drastic. Okay? Cutting off your arm won't work. That knife's too small. You'll never sever it in time. Besides, all that blood would draw every zombie in the city here. If you get attacked by one of the old rotten ones, they'll eat your brains and then you won't even get to come back. Oh, yeah, there's that too. The numbness in your fingers, that's the first sign that you're turning. Can't even hold that knife anymore. Good thing I was kind of scared you'd try to kill me out of revenge. Oh, what? No way! Why would you want me to eat your brains? Oh, come on, dude. I don't know what people have been telling you, but being a zombie really isn't that bad. I'm telling you, it's a nice gig. You can't feel pain. You don't actually have to eat. You don't need to sleep, and no need to hide indoors. You have the whole world open to you. Seriously, it's great. Although, I'll admit, your brains are an enticing offer. I don't like to go for them because then people don't get to come back, but it is what every zombie really craves in the end. I've only caved into temptation twice. I mean, it would be nice to try it again. But I like you. I really do. I kind of thought it'd be nice to be friends, you know? I feel like we'd get along. Aw. What? Really? You thought all that buddy-buddy talk was just me trying to butter you up? No. Well, kind of. But I also meant it. Yeah, don't you worry. I'll stick around and show you the ropes. There's a few things you have to learn, believe me. The zombie that turned me didn't even stick around. Can you believe it? Just left me there after she finished munching on my guts. Jeez, some people, you know? Oh, speaking of which, you wouldn't mind if I snack on you a bit, would you? After you're unconscious, that is. I mean, yeah, I get that, but you won't need them anymore. It's actually better if you don't have all those innards. They just weigh you down. You wouldn't believe how much lighter you feel without them. Well, I'll be honest. I'm probably gonna do it anyway. Relax. I'm doing you a favor. You just don't know it yet. Hang on. I can't keep talking to you like this. Let me just pull this thing out. Oh, man, that's better. You're pretty good at traps. Maybe we can use that. Zombies like us aren't usually very good with our hands, but, you know, maybe we'll be able to set up some basic traps, catch us some humans, you know. Yeah, I hear ya. But you'll change your mind. When you wake up, everything's going to be a lot clearer. You won't feel any worse about eating humans than you would chicken. Kind of similar, actually. Oh. Getting kind of sleepy, huh? Guess it's starting. Quicker than I'd expected. That's a good thing, I think. Like, your body has a, I don't know, an affinity for the virus, I guess. Something like that. just lay down. It's fine. I'll make sure no zombies come for your brains. I'll try. I mean, there's not much I can do if a whole horde comes by, but that won't happen. Probably. Oh, hey, really quick. Before you pass out, you mind telling me something? Do you smoke? Okay, great. I like the lungs, but I hate biting into a smoker's lung. It's weirdly chewy. Ugh, the texture. Oh, no, drinking's fine. I actually like the livers of heavy drinkers best. It's like, kind of spicy, I guess. Like, it's been doused in hot sauce. Some people don't like it, but I've always gone for spicy food. All right, you rest easy now. Some people worry that the change hurts. Don't worry, it doesn't. Nothing's ever going to hurt you again. You're going to wake up a whole new person. Literally. It's going to be great. I'm going to plan us a whole road trip. Tons of things to see. We'll have to walk, but we don't get tired anyway. Good night. See you on the other side, buddy.